Domzal's 2024 article, A Spirituality of Compassion as a Common Good in Times of God's Absence, addresses how educational leadership, particularly in secondary schools, can cultivate a shared spirituality amid Europe's postmodern pluralism, where Christian interpretive monopoly has receded, religious affiliation has declined, and spiritual expression has diversified, sometimes in syncretic or fundamentalist forms. She situates this inquiry within global crises, pandemics, climate change, and war, that intensify feelings of vulnerability and highlight the urgent need for a unifying moral and spiritual framework. Drawing on Charles Taylor's account of secularity and Bert Robin's notion of spirituality as a resource for resilience, Domzal examines whether the dual principles of compassion and comparative theology can address the challenge of spiritual heterogeneity in fostering peace, sustainability, and solidarity. Comparative theology for her is a contextual, dialogical, and denomination-rooted study of other faith sources, aimed at deepening understanding of one's own and others' truth claims. In a pluralist school context, it resists generalizing judgments, embraces cross-disciplinary insights, and cultivates sensitivity to the complexity of religious and irreligious worldviews. The guiding paradigm of compassion, drawn from Johann Baptist Metz, transcends confessional boundaries. It is a pre-theological, non-ideological orientation toward perceiving and responding to others' suffering. Compassion thus functions as both a theological virtue and a universal human disposition, grounding solidarity across belief systems and aligning with peacebuilding and justice-oriented educational aims. These principles are illustrated through an Erasmus Plus project multinational school initiative promoting water preservation. The project integrates interdisciplinary learning, linking science, art, sport, and religious education, to cultivate environmental awareness, social responsibility, and empathy. In religious education, water's symbolic meaning across traditions becomes a point of entry for discussing creation care, justice, and hope, especially relevant to youth grappling with ecological and existential crises. Domzal highlights the school as a microcosm of society, where increasing diversity demands pedagogies that respect worldview differences while seeking common ethical ground. She stresses the need for transparency in religious education's aims, eschewing proselytism, valuing spirituality as a legitimate interpretive system, and encouraging mutual understanding, even among atheistic students and staff. Domzal sees compassion and comparative theology as keys to a voluntary school spirituality that fosters dialogue, holistic growth, and solidarity, underscoring religious education's role in future-oriented leadership.